Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Taxes.
Thank you. And what is the most important pressing global environmental issue?
Will you repeat the question?
Yes. What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Global environmental issue?
Yes.
Oh, I don't even know.
The first thing that pops into your mind.
I was thinking the lingering wars in the Middle East.
Oh, but it's environmental.
I mean, that can also be environmental, though.
In what way?
Consider the fuel that they burn and all the
bombs.
I mean,
thank you.
Don't put fuel consumption. I mean, that's not the biggest consumption.
Oh, thank you.
Probably all the trash being poured into the oceans.
Well, the next question was also, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota right now?
The groundwater, the PFAS, whatever.
Thank you. And using a scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Agriculture and farming?
I would rate it pretty high.
In the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say mid. I don't know what you'd say for mid. Midway through that.
Oh, well.
Or excellent, or what?
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
We'll say it's good.
Thank you. What about forest products? How would you rate the environmental performance of forest products?
Good.
Refining?
Excellent.
Mining?
I would say, well, there's not much mining going on, which they should open up more mines, in my opinion. So I think the way they're going about it is wrong, I guess, so.
And in the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate it?
I would say good.
Thank you. What about medical manufacturing?
Good.
And electric utilities?
I'd say they're good.
Thank you. Now, using the same scale, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies of org and groups doing managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? U.S. Forest Service?
Good.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
I think they're doing a poor job right now.
Forest and timber industries?
I think they're good.
Environmental groups?
I think they're doing a very poor job.
Thank you. And county land departments?
Good.
And how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important.
And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant? Somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
I would say somewhat significant.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
I would say less than harvested.
Thank you. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely more, fewer, or about the same?
Fewer.
Okay, thank you. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
At the moment?
At the moment, yes.
Probably not.
Thank you. And what, if any, do you believe, bless you. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
I would say it probably has a negative impact.
Thank you. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
I do think you could.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness and or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
And do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests to use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes, I do.
And do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests to use as biofuels to or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No, I do not.
Thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest industry?
No, I haven't.
And do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
Thank you. Now, for something different, but before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured woods, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. How much of this economic activity and employment, much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Knowing this, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component in the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Significant.
Thank you. And like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truckers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollar to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
I would support it.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin investment, it will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economic economies, forest, and forest industries?
I would.
Is that a would oppose or I would support?
I would support.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
Support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Support.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Support.
Thank you very much. Finally, these last few questions are about you and your household. This is just for statistical purposes. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
High school.
Thank you very much. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
18 and 34.
And how would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Is your annual household income $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or $100,000 plus?
$75,000 to $100,000.
Thank you. And do you consider your political views liberal / progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Pretty moderate, in the middle.
Thank you. And in which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Is it manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, or are you retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
It's a blue collar.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience, and we really appreciate it. So have a wonderful day. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay.